You're listening to Danny's Diary, a podcast powered by Singing News. Our guest today, Josh Singletary of Tribute Quartet. Welcome, Josh. Glad
Thank
you are here.
Danny. Thank you. Danny's Diary.
Danny's Diary.
I like the name.
Well, it's original. I actually had a book by that name about 8 years ago.
I don't know.
And it's simply because we could think of nothing else to title.
Hey, complete alliteration honesty. Always wins, though.
That's right. Well, anyway, we're glad to have you with us today. We're going to talk about a little bit of everything. And of course, we could ask the typical questions, but let's ask a few non-typical questions. I'm going to throw out three or four names to you right off the bat.
Ooh, go.
And I want your first reaction.
Okay, go.
Jackie Wilburn.
Keep the bus clean.
Well, I never expected that answer, but
Jackie
Wilburn.
He woke me up 3 o'clock in the morning wants to vacuum.
Well.
Yeah, wanted that bus clean.
That's right. And it never showed up dirty.
No,
unless the weather was bad.
You could eat off that engine. Okay, go ahead.
That's exactly right. Okay, Gary Casto.
Gary Casto, old.
Old.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm just kidding. I kid. He writes my checks. I have to back that up.
All right.
Because it's funny. We call him old on the bus. So old is the word.
Is he the oldest young person you've ever met?
He is the oldest old person I've ever met.
Okay. All right. Well, yes. Let's try another name. Right. Let's talk about Ed Harper.
Ed Harper. Oh, Lifeline.
Yeah. For those of you who may not know who Ed Harper is, Ed is the president of the Harper Agency, the talent agency that represents Tribute Quartet.
And many other fine artists.
Yes, he does. And they do a great job.
Boy, they do.
Josh, let's talk about your history in gospel music. What ignited your interest in this music?
Oh, man, that's a crazy story, really, because I had no favorite genre. Growing up, you know, everyone has their, I love my country music, or they love their rock music, or they love their pop, they love their jazz, they love what, I didn't have a favorite. I just listened to what mom and dad listened to, which was cool 96.9. That was what we listened to, hits from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. And that's what I grew up listening to when I was in the car with them, when we were at the house, dad had a mixtape going or had his record player going. That's what we listened to. We didn't have gospel music in that area. Our church didn't even have groups in.
Wow.
Like it was once in a rare blue moon. It wasn't until I was like 16 that I got a mailer from Bill Bailey Concerts. Are you ready for a good night of gospel music, Bill Bailey? And he was having a concert in Waldo, Florida, because they had that big concert there, used to. And then he would do concerts at Westside Baptist in Jacksonville, Florida.
So obviously you grew up in Florida.
Yes, I grew up in Florida.
Okay.
Yes. And so then I discovered when I went to one of these concerts, there was a magazine, the Singing News magazine, and I went, oh, there's a genre of this stuff. I had no idea. Fell head over heels in love with gospel music at 16 years old. And from that point on, I couldn't think of anything else. I mean, there were other things. I enjoyed theater. I was a classical music student. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed other programs there. Art. I enjoyed doing that. But then when I discovered this, I was like, oh, well, there's my, that's what I want to do.
You locked in at that
point. I locked in. Man, I locked in hard, too.
So let's talk about the groups that you have been a part of down through the years. Where did you start at?
I started with a little trio out of North Florida by the name of the Pagets. There was a family there in the state of Florida that were known for gospel music called the Weeks family. And one of the daughters, her and her husband, it was her and her daughters, her two daughters, started a little trio, and they called me and asked me if I wanted to play, and I was like, sure. And then from there, I joined in March of 2001. What's today? Today's March. Do we know?
Whatever day it is.
Whatever day it is. This month, 2001, I joined the Wilburns. I joined them March 18th of 2001, Jackie and Elaine Wilburn. And I was there for 4 years. And then Gary and I started a little group called Monument Quartet, and that was a little short-lived thing. And then we started Tribute Quartet, New Year's Eve 2006.
And 13 years later,
13 years later, here we are.
It's been quite a journey. I mean, you've gone from an upstart group to doing well in terms of concert dates, radio charting. You're doing well in, you know, the fan awards through the years, things like that. And, of course, you had a career song to this point has been Good News from Jerusalem. How did the group get that song? What brought it to your attention?
That was a last-minute song. That was we have all 10 of our songs. We're going into the studio today. And Jerry Sally sent us the song last minute. And it was Jerry Sally and Diane Wilkinson that wrote it. We were in the studio tracking when we heard it for the new project at that point in time. Roger wrote a quick chart. And he said, well, we're doing this song. And he laid down the track for it. I mean, it was that quick, and it became one of the biggest songs that we've ever sung.
Hey, you know, however it got there,
it's unbelievable.
Right. It's been a game changer for
Tribute Quartet.
It really has.
It really has.
This episode of the Danny's Diary podcast is sponsored by IMC Concerts, the premier concert and event promotions company for the very best in gospel, bluegrass, and classic country music. Make your plans now to attend the Pennsylvania Gospel Music Festival. It's held every Labor Day weekend in the heart of Pennsylvania Amish country. This exciting annual event, featuring many of your favorite artists, is held at the American Music Theater in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And for more information and to purchase your tickets for the Pennsylvania Gospel Music Festival, visit www.gardenspotpromotions.com and click on the festival link. You can call 800-648-4102. Thanks to our good friends at IMC Concerts for sponsoring this episode of the Danny's Diary podcast.
Let's talk a little bit about Josh Singletary away from the stage. When the group is off the road, you're home there in Central Tennessee, what do you like to do to relax? What's your pastime? What's your hobby?
Well, I have always enjoyed, when I'm not working, most of the time it's studio work, it's office work throughout the week while we're home, laundry, you know, the usual stuff, and then we pack and go again. But if I get to chill, I love working little models. You paint, you glue, I enjoy doing that. I don't do a lot of them. It's rare that I get a chance to do that. That's a hobby that I love.
Cars, airplanes,
any of them,
anything,
any of them. There's a couple I have. They're actual figures of people, you know, that I do. That will level me out quick. Most people I talk to, my wife says that would frustrate her to no end. She'd end up throwing it across the room, and it's very true. I love my wife, but she would do that. Me, there's nothing that levels me out. So I'll do that and put on a good old comedy on TV. Man, that'll level me out real quick.
Do you think you could have been a comedy actor? Everybody in gospel music says yes, but what do you think?
I think I would have enjoyed it. I enjoyed acting in school. That was one thing I really enjoyed, and that was one thing I actually debated going to college for, but I never did do it. I feel like I could have given it a good shot.
I think so, too, because those folks in gospel music who have seen some of the things you've done on Facebook, say with some of the videos that you've created, or just seeing you on stage, I mean, some of the things you come up with, you know, you don't just happen on if you don't have a little bit of that artistic ability, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
But how do you successfully, what's the recipe for successfully managing the comedy with something that's very serious, like we do in Southern gospel music? There's a very delicate balance there.
Oh, man, Danny, it's one of my favorite questions to talk about. Here's my philosophy on all that. This is what I determined a long time ago. We have a message to give someone, to everyone that comes to hear us. We have a bottom line, point blank, we get to. Our job is to grab their heads and go, hey, listen to me. I have something important to say. And if that takes me being a little ridiculous to begin with, to finally get people to go, oh, what's this all about? And then we give them the message. And that's what I'm going to do. And it's been a bit of a study, I guess you could say, for me, trying to find that balance. It's a fun place, fun thing, and a scary thing to do all at the same time. It really is.
You're listening to Danny's Diary, a podcast powered by Singing News. Speaking of Singing News, and Josh alluded to this a little while ago, if you are not a subscriber to the magazine, you are missing out on a lot of great information from the world of Southern gospel music. We can fix that problem for you with one simple phone call. Call 800-527-5226 or visit singingnews.com, and you too can have Singing News delivered to your mailbox each and every month. You might even find a picture of Josh Singletary in there. Don't let that deter you. Go ahead and make the call right now. Josh, let's talk about the future of gospel music. Where would you like to see yourself in 20 years from now?
20 years from now, I'd like to see myself... I would like to see myself producing this kind of music more. I enjoy the music aspect of it, but I also enjoy the message part of this. Somehow, I don't know what we have to do, but there's this, I feel like there's always been this struggle between the world, the rest of the world. Well, there is. Let's just get biblical about it. There is a struggle between the rest of the world and the message that we have to bring, the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there may not ever be a time where it's ever accepted by the rest of the world as a legitimate art form that's going to be embraced by the rest of the world. That we got to come to that conclusion. There may not ever come a time because of the name of Jesus. Okay. But I would love to try to find a way to make this music, make people, when they hear this music, they go, oh, well, what is this? Because I've seen it happen. I've seen it in our concerts. I've seen people go, man, I'm not a fan of gospel music. Or anytime they thought of gospel music, they thought of that time they went to church with their great aunt and, you know, mom, pa, group came in, and it wasn't the greatest thing they heard in the world. And so then, you know, when they think of gospel music, that's what they think of. So they sit and they go, man, I never was a fan of gospel music. And we've heard them say this, but you guys, we like.
All right.
I really like this stuff. And that's what I want to see in 20 years. I want to see people go, oh, well, this is really good quality stuff. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Right. You know, unfortunately, the old saying, first impression is a lasting impression.
Absolutely.
Can work against you as well.
Yes, it can.
And so if you don't have a positive experience that first time around, it takes a long time to bring that back in. One more question before we leave.
Sure.
If you could put together the dream quartet of all time, who would be in that group?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, I have no idea. That's a loaded question.
I think
we
stumped the band there.
I think you did. That's a loaded, because there's so many, so many. Mark Trammell would be a baritone. A lead would be, oh, I don't even know. I don't know who the lead would be. You know, I did, as far as classic is concerned, I love Jonathan Sari's voice as a classic quartet sound.
Right. He sang Many Years with the Melody Boys.
Yes, Many Years with the Melody Boys. Fantastic old school lead sound. On tenor, I would do Riley Harrison Clark. I know he was with us for years, but I love him, and I'd have London Paris as a bass singer.
Wow, that's quite a lineup.
You
covered several generations
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's okay. You never know. The modern technology may allow for someone to get creative somewhere along the way and actually try
the hologram thing.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, anything else you want to mention before we leave today, Josh?
Yeah, Gary, if you're listening, I love you. I was just kidding. It's a joke, everyone. He's an old soul. It's what I mean. He's an old soul.
All right. We're going to get Josh out of here. We're going to get him out of trouble as quickly as we can. Thanks for tuning in to Danny's Diary. Make sure you look for the announcement of the next podcast. We'll see you soon.